I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced nearly 1,300 new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Monday's numbers include 10 additional deaths, including two in LaSalle County and one in Winnebago County. There are currently more than 100 patients on ventilators statewide. Meanwhile, Illinois is launching a new $5 million ad campaign to encourage wearing masks. Governor J.B. Pritzker says some refuse to wear them, while others are using them only part of the time or improperly.
So always wear a mask when you're out in public to protect yourself and others. Keeping it in your pocket or wearing it just around your neck doesn't work. It's really that simple.
The ads with the message, "It only works if you wear it," will compare masks to other safety items like seat belts and helmets. The campaign begins as 11 counties have been placed on a public health warning list. The American Red Cross has an emergency shortage of a plasma that could potentially save patients with COVID-19. Jordan Smearman has more.
Convalescent plasma is a type of plasma that is collected from patients who have antibodies after recovering from an infection that can be used to help other infected patients. If you do not know if you have antibodies, you can find out by donating blood. The American Red Cross has an app that can tell you if you have COVID antibodies in 5 to 7 days after donating blood. Joe Zidlow of the American Red Cross says donating blood first and then coming back to donate plasma is a way to save lives.
Not only would you be donating blood, and some people may donate blood, may never have gotten sick from COVID-19, may not even realize that they had it, but they have the antibodies in their system, so they donate, and then they want to come back, and if they find out they do have the antibodies, they want to come back and donate their plasma.
Zidlow also said that each plasma donation helps up to 3 patients recover from the virus. I'm Jordan Smearman.
The Illinois Department of Public Health is responding to a processing delay involving COVID-19 tests conducted at certain state-run sites. The samples were sent to Reditus Labs and involved tests conducted between July 12th and 24th. Community-based and mobile testing that may have been affected include sites in Rockford, Bloomington, and Peoria. The vast majority of tests done at these sites have already been processed. The State Health Department recommends people who have not yet received their results visit a free state-run testing location to have another specimen collected. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. 2 Carbondale teenagers are missing, and the police department is asking for the public's help to locate them. Officers say 14-year-old Mark Cooper and 16-year-old Abraham Cooper were last seen on Sunday at 6 o'clock in the 600 block of West Owens Street in Carbondale. Mark is 5'7", weighing 80 pounds. He has gapped teeth and a scar on his forehead. Mark was last seen wearing a purple hoodie and gray pants. Abraham is 5'9". Anyone with information on their whereabouts should contact the Carbondale Police Department. SIU's faculty and graduate assistant unions want the university to move to an all-online format for the fall semester. Faculty Association President Dave Johnson says the decision to call for online learning wasn't easy. He says there were varied opinions and strategies suggested, but he says with COVID-19 cases growing locally and on a statewide level, a push for virtual classes was necessary.
We really felt that it was time, that if we're going to take a stand, we need to do it now while there's still enough time to make a change in course if the university should decide to do so.
Classes are scheduled to begin August 17th with a mix of in-person and online learning in the plan. The Faculty Association and Graduate Assistants United say the university should prioritize students' safety and move as many classes as possible to a remote format. More details on our website, wsiunews.org.